Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. So happy to be back here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being here with us. Very, very good show for you. Second hour, Tom Nash will be here, and we're going to take questions on the Mass. Whether you're Catholic or not, if you've got questions about the Mass, second hour is for you. First hour, maybe one of the most important topics that we face as Catholics. How are we going to reach young people? And maybe you got some young people in your life that you'd like to reach. Maybe you are a young person who would like to be reached, or maybe this is just a topic that you're interested in because you know none of this stuff is going to hang around if we don't reach the young people with it. You're welcome to call with your questions on reaching teens with the gospel, with the fullness of the gospel in the Catholic Church, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Guess who we got for a guest? Connor McLaughlin is here with us. He's a Catholic evangelist, speaker, coach, online creator whose work centers on what he calls practical sainthood. He's been creating Catholic content since 2015 and describes his approach as helping people find and follow, you got to follow it, God's unique plan for their lives. Connor, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Cy. Excited for round two.
And I know. The second of many, I hope. Although there's the second appearance curse, you know, you probably don't know about that. You don't know about that?
No.
Nobody mentioned the second appearance curse? It's going to be a rough hour for you then, Connor. We probably should have mentioned that. 888-318-7884 if you have questions about reaching teens with the gospel. 888-318-7884. All right. So look, there does seem to be, I think I'm speaking, within reason here when I say there seem to be some kids online. Teenagers, there seems to be some of them.
There's a few of them.
Right. So how do we get them from the online world into an offline encounter with Christ? How do we make that move? Even if they're already consuming Catholic media, maybe. You know, maybe they're your followers. Well, how do we get them into a real world relationship with Christ and His church?
Yeah, this is one of probably the things, because of how quickly technology is progressing with things like AI, social media, how it's growing bigger and bigger and more pervasive in our lives every day. This is probably one of the most difficult tasks I think the church has, is how do you get somebody who watches every podcast, listens to every influencer, follows and reads everything publicly, says, how do you get them to show up at Mass? How do you get them to volunteer at a local soup kitchen? How do you get them to actually serve and live in the real world?
Yeah.
And I think the answer is really simple, is everyone, according to Scripture, has some sort of need that they want to fulfill in their life. They have something that they desire to do. They have some law written on their heart, some plan that God has called for them. And all you have to do is give them the ability to recognize how they can have that fulfilled. They have some ache that knows, just because I'm doing this stuff, it's not enough. I need to be living something out more. And the digital world is just a recreation of trying to live that in a lower lift, a simpler way. And so if we can give them the opportunity to live out their faith in the real world, show them, hey, if you want to live this way, here's a place for you to do it. We will empower you to do it. Everything else from there flows.
888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Do you think we have done this with teenagers, or do you think, like, I feel like it's a little haphazard right now, and I may be missing the boat, but it feels like, first of all, they're finding all kinds of stuff online much younger than the parents and the adults in their lives want to admit. Mm-hmm. They're being challenged by all of this stuff. But you're saying we want to connect them with the purpose that God has given them. Mm-hmm. We want to help them do that. Is there anybody doing that?
I mean, there's tons of people who are doing it. Focus has been doing this for a while, with Bible studies. I mean,
right.
The easiest, simplest thing is that people want to connect and talk with people who are just like them. They want to help discover this deeper meaning in their life. They want to have these conversations. They want to ask these deep questions. And then from the question, the clarity they get from the answer, turn it into a conviction in the world. And I think there's a lot of people who are doing that. I think Focus is doing that really well. The company that I work for, Truthly, Catholic AI, I think we're doing it pretty well on college campuses. Because that's the other thing. We think about young people and we think, oh, it's high schoolers. It's 14, 15, 16. Okay, what about the 18-year-old, the 19-year-old? I think that's more of a powerful moment in their life where they're off to college. Mom and dad aren't there. They need to figure out, how am I going to live my faith, even if they stay Catholic? What kind of a Catholic are they going to be? I think those are the people, if we can keep reaching them and give them in that powerful moment of conversion into who they're going to be for the rest of their life, an identity and a foundation truly in the fullness of faith of Catholicism, the whole world is going to be changed.
Oh, let's do it then.
Is it?
888-318-7884. If you want to talk about reaching teens with the gospel, if you want to talk about helping those teens find their place in the Catholic Church, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. It's funny, you mentioned, and you just kind of said it in passing, like volunteering at the local soup kitchen or something, but it does seem to me that young people in particular are made for service. They get excited about, like, if you can help someone, if you can actually. And I feel like, you know, we get older, we get kind of tired. We've run out of gas after about, 15 minutes of anything pretty much makes us want to take a nap. It feels like we're sometimes treating young people as if they're potential Catholics rather than full Catholics. Mm-hmm. And you make the sandwiches. You do the thing. You visit the elderly or the prisoner or, all of that, because they can do it. And I feel like if you, like you said, many of them will find their purpose in that. Mm-hmm. They'll go, oh, I was made for this.
Yeah, I think that we need to focus on the saints who are closest to us. And he's not a saint yet, but when Pope Benedict XVI said that the young people are not the future of the church, they are the present of the church, I don't think that's something we've internalized enough.
No,
and I think that is a point in which a reason why the new evangelization has barely even begun, because the people who are the main point of the church have not been fully instated and empowered to be the church yet.
Oh, wow. Connor McLaughlin is our guest. You are welcome to call 888-318. We're talking about reaching teens with the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884. I actually kind of love it when you say the new evangelization hasn't even started yet, because it would be a bummer if this was like the halfway point. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is halfway
Amen.
Done. So that is very, very good stuff. I'm going to go to, you ready to take a call?
Let's do it.
You sure?
Let's hop in.
You're up to it? Really?
Yeah.
By the way, you're branded.
Yes, I am.
Do we allow branding on the show? Can people just wear their brand in here? Truthfully. Is it truthfully.com?
Yes.
Is that where you go?
Yeah. If anyone wants to check out Truthfully AI, if anybody uses code PRACTICAL30, 30 days free on me of Catholic AI.
Look, I don't sell your own thing of Truthfully AI online, Practical 30 and all that, because you don't try to trick me into repeating it either, okay?
Never. I would never.
All right. Annie in Kansas City, Missouri, thank you for waiting, Annie. You got a question for our guest, Connor McLaughlin?
Hi.
Hi, Annie.
Thank you. My niece was raised Catholic, and she's in college, and she's with this guy, and I asked her if she was having, relations. And she said, well, my parents said the only reason not to do stuff with the opposite sex, I'm trying to be clean about all this because you're
Thank you.
College screen with that kids are listening. And she said, that her parents said the reason you can't do anything is it's wrong to have a kid outside of marriage. And she learned natural family planning in high school. And she goes, like, as long as I don't get pregnant, everything's okay, including everything. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, how does, like, you're just not supposed to do anything before marriage. I don't know how to get through there. She's like, as long as you just, don't get pregnant, that's the reason it's wrong.
Okay, how do you talk to a teen about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question, Annie. I love that you're trying to give her the truth without trying to be, enticing. When somebody is living in that world and with that mindset, it really comes down to that they're trying to get something out of how they're living. I'm going to also try to be clean here in response as well. To be able to evangelize to her well, you have to figure out what is the thing that she's looking for. Because if sin, take a step back here, anything that is a sin, and I think we'd agree that what she's doing would be classified as sin, any sin is going to come from our desire to receive some form of love in a way that is not fully connected with how God wants us to. And so we can say that's the same thing with gluttony. We can say it's the same thing with lust. It's the same with why we lie. It's anything. It comes from that exact same foundation. It's our shame. It's the fear that we are unlovable from God. So figure out in what area is she trying to meet a need in her life or satisfy a desire to be loved through her actions, and speak to that, and speak specifically, not in the terms of you need to be following the rules. I think this is where we often mess up, especially with teens, is we tell them this is the rule you have to checklist to receive the love. When in reality, we should be sharing with them, God establishes guidelines for how we are meant to live. And when we live out those guidelines, what ends up happening is that our lives, since we are living as we are supposed to, are going to be better because we're living as God intends us to. And so if we don't speak and try to add on to the shame, don't try to say you're wrong, you're bad, but instead say, hey, it's fair. I understand where you're coming from. It's wrong for additional reasons because these are the guidelines, and show her why the church says why we should live in a chaste manner. So instead of just giving her the checklist, show her those specific guidelines, not in like open the catechism, but show her here's the purpose of love, here's the purpose of your internal sexuality, of marriage, etc. And then that will show her the fuller view of what she is doing.
What do you think, Annie?
Okay, thank you. What would you say? So it's just because God says that that's better, or like, can you give me some reasons?
Totally. Yeah, let's get super practical here. The best way to do it is showing, look, across the board, whether you look psychologically, scientifically, theologically, they all align with the fact that the action is best done in the specific way that it's meant to be. So it's done best in marriage. And so you can show, hey, look, if all of these things line up, it means the best way to live your life now and in the future is in living in this way. And so if you show, and you, this is where it gets really tough because you have to make sure you're not pushing her. You're showing her that picture, right? You're showing, look, I want you to have a beautiful life. You want to have a great life. Absolutely. But are you willing to risk the increase of divorce rate? Now, that is a very hard thing to say without putting the shame on her. So tread very lightly there, but just show her, this is best done in this manner.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. It's a great topic. Thank you.
Absolutely. You sound like a great aunt, Annie. Thank you very much for the call and for the question. We've got to take a quick break. Hey, you want to talk about reaching teens with the Catholic faith, helping them to stay close to Jesus, maybe in those years where the world is working hardest to pull them away? That's what we're doing today with Connor McLaughlin. You are welcome to call 888-318-7884.
Catholic Answers Live.
Homeschool Connections, an online provider of courses for your Catholic homeschool and your homeschool co-op, is a sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. Homeschool Connections website is homeschoolconnections.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Magnificat. Published monthly, Magnificat features texts of daily Mass, prayers, articles, meditations, art commentaries, and more, in step with the liturgical rhythm of the Church, on the web at Magnificat.com.
Alexian Brothers is a proud sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. For 800 years, these Catholic brothers have offered a prophetic and daring response to the gospel. Serving Christ in the sick, the poor, and the dying. Is God calling you to be a courageous disciple? If you feel called to total self-giving as a religious brother in the mission of Jesus, call our vocations office at 847-264-8703. That's 847-264-8703. AlexianBrothers.org.
EWTN has launched new YouTube channels dedicated to what you love most. From EWTN News, Daily Mass and Devotions, EWTN Shows, Radio, Religious Catalog, and Kids, it's all part of our mission to help you grow closer to God through the programs that matter most to you. Visit our main YouTube channel and explore the new navigation bar and subscribe to the channels that speak to your heart. Wherever you are on your journey of faith, there's an EWTN YouTube channel made for you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. Very happy to get to be with you. And very happy to have our guest, Connor McLaughlin. He's one of those, I don't want to say young. Sometimes people don't like saying young, but young just means energetic and not old to me. All right. So you are energetic, not old person.
Thank you.
Who really loves the Lord and is devoted to sharing him and his church through all the media that's available now. If people want to find Connor McLaughlin, you have done a clever thing. You use your name, Connor McLaughlin. Instagram, TikTok,
YouTube, Facebook,
YouTube,
everywhere.
All the places you're just Connor McLaughlin.
That's it.
That seems it's a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
If you've got questions about reaching teens with the gospel, 888-318-7884. Going to North Dakota now. Amy in North Dakota. Welcome, Amy.
Hi.
Hi.
So I currently teach religious ed for juniors and seniors.
God bless you.
And I've been doing this for several years, and, like, they don't respond to, like, videos and, like, it seems we as the church kind of need to meet them where they're at, and I don't find that, like, we don't really have a curriculum that we follow. We kind of try to do, you know, we talk about different topics, but does the Catholic Church have any, like, resources that could meet the kids where they're at? Like, you know, we talk about using your phone and, like, okay, let's go to these certain sites so that when you're on TikTok and you're on this, that it shows up. And, like, we've made TikToks in class about, you know, different topics, and, like, does the church have any more up-to-date things? Because the kids, like, the curriculums we have, I mean, they have excellent materials, but I find that I end up going to, like, AI and saying, help me do a lesson on the Eucharist, and, like, I don't know, because it's like the kids just say, we don't want to watch videos. And if they do, like, they like to watch, like, a Father Mike Schmidt video for, like, 7 minutes. And then they want to talk about it. So, like,
Amy,
is there any material out there like that?
I got to say, I'm going to let Connor answer you. But it sounds like you have all these great ideas. And you're like, are there any ideas? And then you're like, we watch Father Mike for 7 minutes and we talk about it. Like, that sounds, I mean, I'm not a pro at this, but that sounds like a pretty good idea. It's kind of hard to beat Father Mike Schmitz for 7 minutes and then talk about it. But Connor, what do you got?
No, I think it's a great point, Amy. The number, I've been working in youth ministry, doing resources for that for, oh my gosh, 5-6 years now. And the biggest thing the teens say across the board is they don't want to watch videos. They just want to have conversations. I was just chatting with the youth minister in your neck of the woods over in St. Paul, Minneapolis, stayed over. And he said that the greatest moment he had as a youth minister was a week and a half ago, where someone who had just come to youth group for the first time was talking to another kid who had been to youth group since the very beginning. And he said, wow, this is really interesting. And the kid who had been there for a while had said, yeah, that's what we do here. We just talk about things that matter. And that is the number one thing you want to do as a catechist, as a DRE, as youth minister, whatever you want to say, however you want to frame it. It's give teens the opportunity to be able to discuss things that they're curious about. That's the only way that we can really work with the way that the Holy Spirit's going to be on someone's soul. Too often in ministry, we think we have to have the perfect programming, the perfect ideas, the perfect elements. It really does just come down to find the need that that person in front of you has in their life and meet that need. If you can do that, you're good. Now, in terms of specific resources and educational methods to do that, right? That's the framework. There's a lot of really great resources. Anything that goes into small groups will be the best thing. The more time you can spend in small groups is going to work better, because if teens want to have the conversations, then small groups are the perfect place to have it. If you're defaulting to, we need to have something fun beforehand, or we need to do videos, videos are really good, but videos are good as an introduction to the concept rather than as a teaching tool, because then the time in small groups ends up being, were you listening to the video? Were you watching, right? Instead, you want to make sure that small group is the main thing. And if you do a video or a talk, walk or a skit or an icebreaker, anything beforehand, it's an introduction to the concept. So the best resources that I would recommend are things that can allow you to have really, really, really good small group conversations. Because the better a small group conversation is, the deeper that someone can dive in, the more they can find the answer to what the church is talking about by themselves. It means they're taking on what the church says into their own life. So I would actually recommend three massive resources. One is going to be the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The other one's going to be Scripture. And the third one's going to be the workings of the saints. If you can help teens to see, hey, we have these big questions. You don't have to look for them on your own. Look at the 2,000 years of what the church has. Look at Scripture, look at the Catechism, look at the saints, and help them say, look, the church may not be true, or it may be that this is the exact answer to every question you've ever had. And so give them the actual primary resources of the church. Let them struggle with it. The hardest part of that is really going to be how can you get them finding the right passages and connections. Shameless plug. For this, I actually think the best resource is Truthly, just because you can ask specifically the AI, what do you think the best, what is the church is teaching on this, and it'll quickly come up with the answer for you. One of the biggest problems in ministry that I see is when we someone asks a question, and then we take forever to answer, because they're not going to care in 5 minutes. You need to answer it quickly, especially with teens these days, as their brains are so brain rotted from social media, and it's just the quick gratification. The faster you can answer the question and let them keep thinking, let the Holy Spirit keep working without them questioning and roadblocking of, oh, is this the right answer? Is this the right thing? That is the easiest way you can get them into finding the answer and then using the answer to have a better time in their life and live out what Christ is calling them to. So anything like Truthly or any other Catholic AI sources, those are fantastic. I would also recommend my company, Torchbearer Ministries. We do small group resources. Life Team does good small group resources. Any of the writings by Curtis Martin are solid. If you really want to get more foundational and conceptual instead of practical, read some of the writings. Sinai was actually just talking about it off the air. Cardinal Ratzinger, so who eventually became Pope John Paul II, wrote a letter to catechists that I highly recommend everyone read, where he said that evangelization is teaching the art of living, and that when we are sharing the faith with someone, it's about giving them a worldview so that they can live out their life following Christ better. So I would say keep that as your foundation, and then use whatever resources help you have small groups better. In terms of, like, does the church have a specific, here are a bunch of resources, the USCCB's website does have a number of them, but like you said, anything that's going to be primarily video-based and not primarily small group-based, I personally would not recommend. Some people have great success with them. But yeah, that's my recommendation, Amy. How does that sound?
Okay, that's good. The thing that I feel is sometimes, which I probably just need to buy the subscription to Truthly.
I wish someone would give you like a 30-day.
Yeah, and sometimes I don't know if I have all the answers that they ask, but if I had the Truthly, I could ask, you know, the questions.
Well, here's what we'll do, Amy. Go on.
Get the Catholic answer.
Absolutely. Download Truthly. Use code PRACTICAL30. You'll get 30 days free on me. And then if you want to bring it specifically to your parish for your catechist to also be empowered, send me an email. It's connor@truthly.ai. I can set all of you guys up with a great discount so that you can actually all be super empowered with what you're doing. How's that sound?
Oh, and what is your email?
It's just my first name, connor@truthly.ai.
Okay.
You need to talk faster, Connor. You're really dragging us down.
I'm sorry. We only got 1 hour.
Good Lord. all right, Amy, did you get the practical 30?
Practical 30 is the code.
Yep.
Yes.
You got that?
Okay. I got that written down.
All right. I want to send you two books because we always try to send books to religion teachers, and God bless you for the work that you're doing. We have the Big Book of Catholic Answers. I'd like to send you that. And then Jimmy Akin's book, A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist. If you just give us a phone number, no, not a phone number. We're not going to send it over the phone. Sorry. Give us an address and in North Dakota, and we will send it to you.
And I'll do that when I get off the air here.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold, and then Edgar's going to pick up and give Edgar your address. And then it will be there so fast, you'll be like, I can't believe how fast this got to me. That's how good we are, Amy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks very much. 888-318-7884 is the number here. If you'd like to talk about reaching young people with the gospel and get a really fast talk and answer, 888-318-7884.
I talk fast. I'm sorry, Sai.
I do,
I'll
too.
I'll slow it down.
Do you know, no, I do too, Connor, but Jerry Usher told me. Do you know Jerry Usher? He started this show, Catholic Answers Live, and did. He's a big voice in Catholic radio for coming up on 30 years, but he just told me, look, man, slow down. And it took me forever. And Jimmy sometimes reminds me, slow down.
I get too excited.
Because that's what happens. Yeah, you get excited. Yeah. If you're one of those people that gets excited and your voice starts going faster and faster, then that's the way I am. 888-318-7884 is the number if you've got questions about reaching teens with the gospel. You are welcome to call. We'd love it if you'd talk to our guest, Connor McLaughlin. And you named your own resources, and you have, I mean, you've been in ministry with young people and you've developed these resources so that you can have those conversations.
Exactly.
You were just talking about, right?
Yeah. I mean, the number one thing that will ruin anyone's relationship with the faith is when they get into a conversation. And the reason I started working in youth ministry in general is just because when you have conversations and all you're told is this is how you have to live because it's what God and the church says.
Yeah.
It's like, to some degree, yes, that's true. The church is entrusted with our scripture says whose sins you forget, you know, you are Peter and upon this rock. But when we only tell someone that that's the only reason you should be Catholic is just because you have to, why would they care?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think it makes people mad. I've seen people walk away from the church because somebody said, look, you don't have to ask questions. Just have faith. And that's not what Jesus said at all.
It's only that easy.
He spent most of his time here just answering people's questions. All right. Right back with more Connor McLaughlin on Catholic Answers Live.
Lots of people have big questions about Catholicism. It needs a big book of answers, and now it's got one. The Big Book of Catholic Answers is filled with helpful replies to more than 250 questions about the faith. Questions about God, salvation history, the Creed, the Bible, the list goes on and on. Order your copy of the Big Book of Catholic Answers today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
We hope that one of the things that we communicate here at Catholic Answers Live is that our Catholic faith allows us to be fully serious about all the problems we encounter in the church and in the world, but it also lets us have light hearts and maybe even mix in a bit of fun. And that is exactly what our good friend Joe Heschmeyer does in his popular podcast, Shameless Popery. You should check it out at shamelessjoe.com. Joe's got a deep grasp of the faith, of morals, the teachings of the church, all that. But he's also got a witty conversational style. He entertains and he informs. But you will leave equipped to better answer the most common challenges, misconceptions, and questions about the Catholic faith. He's got insightful guests. He does on-air debates. And he takes a close look into all the things that you want to know about as a Catholic living today. You'll walk away knowledgeable and filled with joy. Look for Joe on his YouTube channel. Check him out at shamelessjoe.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, become a patron.
What is the Catholic Church? Everyone seems to have an opinion, but the church never quite fits into the boxes people make for it. In The Faith Unboxed, author Andrew Petiprin looks at some of the most common boxes people put the Catholic Church in and explains why they don't fit. In doing so, he brings us closer to what the Church really is, the institution founded by Christ. Order The Faith Unboxed today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. We're talking with Connor McLaughlin, evangelist, speaker, online creator of Catholic content, and a longtime servant in these very fields, a longtime worker in vineyards of the young hearts and minds. And we're talking about reaching young people. How about reaching teens with the good news in a way that actually sounds to them like good news? I just came up with that. Oh, you could jot that down. You could use that. I think his mic is potted down. Yeah, no, that's good. Keep him potted down. Just let me do. I'll talk. All right, let's go. Let's take another call. Dennis in Santa Clarita, up the road from us. Glad to talk with you, Dennis. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thanks for picking up. Glad you guys are live. I'm a OCIA catechist, so sacrament prep. Some of the kids have little or no sacraments. They're trying to get full initiation in the Catholic Church. Some are baptized, most of them are not. But the difficulty I'm finding after 5 years of doing this is I get the age group is 11 to 17-year-olds for me, and they're boys and girls, and it can be tough because the big kids don't want to share with the little kids and vice versa.
Oh. Mm.
The group is, at any given time, it's a two-year program. I take a group and run them through for 2 years, and then I've got another guy that teaches with me that gets them the next year and takes them for 2 years. That way we accompany a group through for 2 years. But there's a lot of difficulty getting them to share in a small group format, and it's anywhere between 6 and 10 students in a two-year group. So am I overreaching with the mix of ages? Is it a boy versus girl thing?
It's not a boy versus... you're on the right track, Dennis, that there is a difference. I'm actually going to recommend a massive shift change that's actually going to be simpler and make it easier for you and the other person who's running it, that'll give you enough to be able to do the split. So if you have an 11-year-old and a 17-year-old in the same small group, nothing will ever go well, ever. So you need more people in the thing. Now, it's great. It's OCA. There's more people joining. It's going to be God's timing. But if you have 6 to 10 per, I would say combine them. Now, if it's a two-year cycle, I understand. It's like, how can you combine them? Instead of doing year one and year two, do your year A and year B. And everyone goes through year A and B, but some will do it AB and some will do it BA. That way you now have 12 to 20 going through at a time, and you can sort it into underclassmen and upperclassmen sort of grades effectively for the OCIA. That way you can have these two unique small groups having discussion, because that's perfect number for small groups. You'll have two, the older kids and the younger kids, small groups. They can have better conversations with each other. The other thing that's going to be really helpful with especially getting them to talk is don't make the programming so specific to what you have the curriculum being. If they give them a list of every single question that they have in the program or whatever you're using or any, come up with a million of them, right? Go onto my website, torchbearerministries.com, use the lesson list that we have on there even, so you can just rip all those off and give them a list and say, what do you want to talk about? And let them choose. The most popular list or the most popular topic is the one you want to do first, because that will get them used to small groups. It'll get them used to opening up and having the conversations. After they're open, then they'll be more open to less interesting conversations or conversations they're not as interested in having. So I would say make that change. Switch it from being a 1 to 2 year that you kind of have two people working to an A-B group system, and then find the questions they're most interested in, split the groups into the younger groups and the older kids or teens, and from there you'll be all the issues will be solved. How's that sound?
So it sounds good. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Others grab these kids wherever they're at in a two-year program, put them together by age group.
Correct. Exactly.
They're age specific, and then, you know, like you said, there's a number of talking points available through your your stuff that you have.
Or crack open the catechism.
Well, there's a certain amount of stuff we have to hit them with because it is sacrament prep, so.
But yeah, the things
like that would get it off on the right.
Exactly. The things they're interested in do first. You'll get to those conversations that you're like, they don't really care about, you know, baptism or confession. They may not be, but if you get them open to more interesting things later or earlier, then you will get them more interested in the less interested things because they're more interested in having conversation now. So you're almost tricking them. You're saying, hey, you may not be interested in this now, but don't worry. In a year, after you've been going through this small group for forever, you are going to love the conversation because you just want to talk about the truth.
And there's only so much resource available, I think, on your side. I don't know if that's 2 years worth of stuff. And between the stuff we have to talk about, you know, they give us textbooks and all kinds of stuff. We try to incorporate videos and other programs like through the Augustinian, you know, Augustine Institute and things like that. I mean, there's never a shortage of material. But is there any areas that are less effective? Like typically we'll watch a video, break into small groups or one small group and discuss it and then go back and watch more of the video and hash it out some more. That seems to work fairly well.
Yeah, I would say the more interrupted, uninterrupted time in small groups you can have, the better. Just have as much uninterrupted small group. Once you start talking and the conversation's good, don't interrupt the conversation because you want to go back to the rest of the video. It's better that they had a great conversation than you completed the entire lesson plan in terms of the specific night.
Just kind of prime the pump.
Exactly. Let the Holy Spirit do the rest of the work, brother.
Well, that, and I don't have to lecture so much.
If you're speaking for any longer than 3 to 4 minutes, you are doing too much. Just let them answer and find the answers. All of the things you're saying should be to prompt them into finding the answers more instead of giving them the answer. Let them find the answer.
And, okay. And if they're reluctant to talk, I mean, that would be ridiculous. If they're similarly aged and the topic is stimulating because they picked it from a list, why wouldn't they talk?
Exactly.
And, of course, there's always prayer to the Holy Spirit to further get things going.
There's always prayer at the end of the day.
That's right. Dennis. All right, no, good food for thought. I figured I was just thumbing through some stuff, and I saw Mr. Kellett's mug and figured I'd see what he was up to. So good to hear you.
I'm glad.
So you might remember way back, I think it was 2 years ago at the conference, we auctioned you guys off for the comic boards you guys had out in the lobby.
Yeah, I remember, yes.
Do you remember that?
Of course, yeah.
Do you remember winning it? Do you remember being the highest bid individual for the cartoon boards that year?
Now, why would I remember? I'm such a humble person, Dennis. I can't imagine.
I know. You went for the highest bid because our table of steak eaters made the deal.
Thank you. Oh, you've given me bragging rights for 2 straight years, Dennis. And bragging rights are a big deal around here. So thank you for that.
I figured as much, and we smelled it coming. So I'm looking at that comic board right now as we have this conversation.
Ah, that's great. Well, thanks.
Makes me laugh.
Thank you for supporting us. God bless you for doing the work that you do. I do. Dennis, I'm gonna put you on hold and let you talk to Edgar because I want to send you 2 books. I don't know if you have the Big Book of Catholic Answers. If you do, we can send you the Big Book of Catholic Answers, Volume 2. So just tell him. And then I want to send you Jimmy's book, A Daily Defense, 365 Days + 1 to Becoming a Better Apologist. They had to bid on cartoons of each of us, and mine went for the highest. And I have actually been dining out on that for 2 whole years.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I didn't know Dennis had done that for me, but thank you, Dennis. We better take a break, and then we will come back. We've got 4 lines open right now. If you've got questions on reaching teens, maybe your own teens, maybe teens that you teach, maybe just teens that you are concerned about, 888-318-7884. You want to reach teens with the gospel? Give us a call, 888-318-7884.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
Support for Catholic Answers Live comes from the Graduate School of Theology at Christendom College. Deepen your understanding of the Catholic faith through live online graduate courses taught with uncompromising fidelity to the Church's magisterium, from Christology and bioethics to Mariology and more. This summer, you can also attend the Institute for Liturgical Formation on campus. Begin your master's degree or earn a certificate at graduatetheology.com. That's graduatetheology.com.
Who was the first Catholic in your family? Were they evangelized by a friend, a coworker, a stranger? Did you ever think that you could be that person that God uses to save a soul, and that soul could save their family, their grandchildren, and generations to come? At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we train, equip, and mobilize Catholic disciples to do the urgent work of evangelization. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization, streetevangelization.com.
The EWTN Radio Listener Comment Line is open right now for you. If you've got a question or comment about what you hear on EWTN Radio, we'd love to hear it. Call 205-795-5773. We'd also like to know how our programming has impacted your life or the life of someone you know. That number again, 205-795-5773. And thank you for listening to EWTN Radio.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. That guy, the previous caller, Dennis, he made me a big deal around here for 2 years. He didn't even know. Like, This is a male dominated workplace here with the apologists, you know. So it's competitive. So him making me look good lasted. I've been dining out on that for 2 whole years. So let me just say that. If you want to talk about youth, if you want to talk about reaching them with the gospel, sometimes it seems impossible. It's not impossible. The Holy Spirit's at work. There's lots of good people who have worked through on this. We can do this. If you'd like to talk about it, if you've got questions about reaching teens with the gospel, 888-318-7884. Going to Nashville, Tennessee, where Christine has been waiting. Thank you, Christine, for your patient waiting.
Hey, no problem. So I work with confirmation students. We confirm in the eighth grade, so I have some stragglers, so I have high school students as well.
Okay.
And I agree with you that small groups are a pinnacle part of getting the message to kiddos. But what do you do when your class is a bunch of crickets? I mean, like, literally, you say, you remember Ferris Bueller's Day off, Bueller, and it's silent. That's what we have every single week. So we ask questions, and it's the same five people, maybe 3 to 5 people, out of a class of 45 to 50.
Mm, wow.
And the rest of the class is it's completely silent. And it doesn't matter what topics we're talking about. So I've even gotten them to write out questions that they're interested in asking our priest. So we do a stump the chump, and they give the priest a whole bunch of questions, and we rapid fire answer. We do that a couple times a year. Sometimes we'll bring in a deacon. Sometimes we'll bring in the pastor and do that. And still, even though that they're their questions, it is dead silent. So do you think it's because we have eighth graders in with high school students, or we also have a good mix between our Anglo and our Hispanic kiddos, but they all go to school together, so I don't think that that's really the issue. But if you've got any suggestions, I am all ears.
What are the size of your small groups? How many teens do you have per small group?
When we try to break them up, we're looking at, 8 to 10.
Okay. What do you mean when you try to break them up?
Okay. So sometimes we don't have enough facilitators for the small groups.
Does it seem like when they're in the smaller groups, it's better?
No, not necessarily.
Gotcha. Okay. So
not necessarily.
We're ruling out a few things here. I think you're right that it isn't the Anglo versus Hispanic thing. I think you're right that it could be the 8th versus 11th, but since they aren't talking more in the smaller groups, I think it really does come to the time difference between when we ask them for their curiosity and when we're getting to the conversation. If I have a question, and I'm like, let's say you have this question, right? It's imperative. There's a reason why you're asking this question right now. The longer we delay, the less important a question becomes. And so there are a few ways you can kind of see if that may be the issue, is the time difference. And this is very nerdy, the nitty gritty ministry stuff. But ask the question at the beginning or in the beginning of the night. Put up, if you have a board, or put on some poster board or some whiteboard, the names of the different topics you guys could talk about tonight, right? Prepare basically 3 different things.
Okay.
And then pop them up and be like, hey, which would you guys not be opposed to talking about? And then do that. Or you could do something like put them all on the ground, have everybody get everybody a ball, and whichever one gets hit by a ball the most is what we're going to talk about, right? If you want to make it interactive and fun. And then just talk about that.
Okay.
Because then we can see if it's the time difference of, are they interested in it now and they weren't interested in it later? Try that. That might be the issue.
Well, and you're right, because, we have tried having them ask questions, and, I've got scripture, I've got catechism right in front of me, and a whole bunch of saints books. We'll figure it out, right? I'm willing to do it spontaneously like that, and I let the Holy Spirit lead. They won't ask the questions. They will write them down anonymously, and then I bring the priest in the following week. But for us to do it that way, they won't ask the questions. So you're right. I'm going to have to put down the questions just randomly and let them pick, because most of the time it's dead silent. silent. Yeah. I mean, you could hear a pin drop.
The other thing that you might maybe try doing is don't ask theology questions. I just think about this. If you're specifically asking faith questions, maybe open it up or change it so that some of the questions can be about life, like about anything. Because if they want to ask a question about, hey, how do we feel about this war that's going on? That means that theology question is on the just war theory and on respect for the poor and human dignity. And there's a lot you can pull out of that. So maybe the issue is you're making it too theological. And because it's too theological in the framing of the question, then it feels too serious. And the more serious it feels, the more they don't want to have the wrong answer.
So, we try to let it be applicable, let the gospel be applicable to them and where they are. Maybe we could do that a little bit more.
Yeah, I would say just allow them to ask any question. Don't make sure that they're aware that it doesn't have to be a theology question. So, we're on the same page.
I will drive that message home. I will drive that message home.
Amen.
How do you, so we use a program that is video based. But the videos are very, very small and short. They are by a Steubenville guy, Matthew Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
It's Decision Point.
Yep.
And we've also looked at the Chris Stefanik one. So are you thinking that even though these video-based confirmation programs are, I mean, I don't think a single one of their videos is more than 7-8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can break up into small group after that. You think that that's still... That's out of touch, or
videos
still worth a shot?
I'm 28. When I was given one of the first video programs that was in youth ministry when I was like 17, 18 to see if this going to be connected, it didn't connect with me then. I think any video content's just not going to work anymore. It hasn't worked for forever. I mean, I, as a 28-year-old, wouldn't want to watch a video content and then have conversation. I would say cut the video content, turn it into you just saying, hey, tonight you guys want to talk about this? Sweet, let's talk about it. And then just start talking. Just have them, put them into small groups and say, hey, are you guys interested in this? They said they were. So then let them have the conversation. I don't try to... The video idea is really good as a concept because it's trying to say, let's recreate a conference where someone can have a powerful talk and then have a response to it. The difference is that all the other aspects of the conference allow you to have that emotional experience. You're away from home, you're a little tired because you've been on a bus for 11 hours, you're hungry, you're with a bunch of your friends. It needs to be its own thing of a small group, and a small group needs to feel like me and my friends sitting around after school having a conversation about something we're curious about. These teens will talk. Like, don't convince yourself that they won't ever talk. They will talk about things they want to talk about. So find where that little thing is and just pull on it as long as you can to find the thing that right now in this moment, God is pulling on their heart.
Christine, I'm going to leave it there to get, I want to get at least one more caller on before we have to go. But if you'll hang on the line, we'll send you a couple books. I'd love to send you the Big Book of Catholic Answers. And I'll send you A Teacher of Strange Things, Who Jesus Was, What He Taught, and Why People Still Follow Him. Hang on. Give us an address. We will send those off to you. Michael in Buffalo, New York is next. We're getting to you a little bit close to the end of the show, Michael, but I think we've got time for a conversation. So go ahead.
Hello. So I've been a catechist for about 5 years, and now I'm actually the director for OCA for my church. And I found that a lot of people we've been getting in their late teens, early 20s, that are called to the Catholic Church are coming with no background at all when it comes to the life of Christ. Or, I mean, you have people that really don't know Jesus' mother's name is Mary, like very, very mm-hmm. basic questions. And I'm pretty much starting the program fresh from like the old formats that we used, where you really did have to come in and have like a basic level of knowledge. And I was wondering if you had any advice when it comes to these young people who are very passionate, very curious, and have a lot of worldly questions. What a great starting point would be as far as really introducing them to the life of Christ.
The gospel. Read through the gospel of Matthew. Just sit down in a Bible study. If the foundational issue that they're missing, there are two ways you could take with this. One is saying they're interested in how the church's responsive viewpoint to the secular things. I'd say if you want to just do that, just talk about that. Just don't overcomplicate it. Just say, hey, I'm interested in this. Cool. Let's talk about the church's view on that. If their issue is that you want them to get a foundational understanding of the gospel, just read through the gospel with them. Matthew is probably one of the easiest to read through. From what I've done in Bible studies, Matthew is probably your best starting point. And then if they like that and they want to keep going, read through the Gospel of Mark, then read through the Gospel of Luke. Like there's if you want to understand who Jesus Christ is, and I would say take a very, very long sweet time with it. Don't try to rush and try to get through the entirety in 12 months. It may take them 2 years of getting through. But if they're in their late teens, early 20s, they would rather have something that they could slow down and really dive deep into and look into the Greek and the Hebrew and the history and what certain saints said in Augustine's homily 34, what he said about this. So let them take their time connecting with Christ. And if you really want to go deep, I'd say do the gospel, reading through the gospel with them, but do also accompany that with Lectio Divina. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's like a way of praying through the gospel. If they can have the study of the gospel as well as praying through and with the gospel, that's probably, as our Protestant brothers and sisters are very much right on, it's probably the best way they can encounter the person of Christ.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I follow you on Instagram, and I'm so thankful for that. I've learned so much from you, and I'm quite a bit older. And I tell you, I mean, everything you say resonates with people in my generation, and I really appreciate it. I was also wondering if you can recommend any books for me to help me with my own study.
What do you need to study right now?
Well, I mean, learned about faith for 30 years, but the apologetics side of it always seems to be changing as the world changes. And I often get books from Catholic Answers, but if there's anything like some of the books you recommended tonight, you can recommend to me. I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd say start with the stuff I recommended, especially Ratzinger's Address to Catechists from 2008. I think you'd probably love that.
Okay.
Honestly, one of the things that still blows my mind is the exact same answer to your question. I'd say read through the Gospels again. I started reading through recently the letter to Romans because we were going through it in the daily Mass cycle. And some of the things that stood out to me just drastically shifted my entire worldview. And some of the things I did make videos on. So thanks for the follow. I appreciate it. You probably saw some of it. But some little things that are written in the Scripture still appeal to us today. It's still God's written word. It's still the, as Jimmy Akin beautifully says, the written expression of divine revelation. And so read through the Scripture again, and it sounds really dumb, and it sounds like I'm a brain rotted 28-year-old, but if you can get an AI like Truthly and just start asking it the questions and just let your curiosity unfold with it without that delay of having to read through a full book, that's a completely different experience as well. If you haven't tried it out, again, code practical 30, you get the 30 days. It's really different, and you may like it or you may hate it, but it's different.
Signed up for Truthly this week, and I love it.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, Michael.
This is a plant. I know this is a plant.
No.
Michael, I know you're not. Michael, I want to ask you a question because we've got you, and you're a catechist. You're in charge of the OCIA now, and you say these teens and 20s are coming, and they don't know anything about the faith. So I want to ask you, why are they coming? What's drawing them to come to you?
I found 3 points. Number one, they're in a relationship with somebody who is Catholic, and they want them to be Catholic. Number two, they've been through trauma, like big T, little T trauma, long-term or there is an incident. And three, they have questions the world can't answer, whether it be other faiths or the secular world. And they've been exposed to something, whether it be in the media or a person, that their heart has been opened to the Holy Spirit, and they've been called to the church. And when I meet with them for their like initial meeting to get to know them, it's always one of those three things. And it could be that something happened in school or in the family, or they saw something on TV or Instagram, but their heart was open. But it usually falls into those three categories that I see.
And so do you ever recommend a book to them? Or is there something that you go here?
Well, everybody comes from a different place.
Okay.
So what I've been seeing, Initially, we start really slow. It's, you know, I start with, like, who is God? But in our very first class, we start talking about how to pray. Like, this is
wonderful.
We really do separate the whole prayer life from the kind of the catechesis to build your prayer life over the course of a year. And last year was the first time I did it. I spent a whole month on the Sermon on the Mount. And when we talked about the Eucharist, you can tell me if you think this is a good idea. I started, first of all, with Passover. People didn't know what Passover was.
Amen.
How wonderful.
Then we did one separate class, just reading through John 6. A whole class.
Oh, yeah. You could do a whole year.
Oh,
on
man.
That. Michael, thank you so much.
Love it, brother.
I loved this conversation. I wish it could go on and on, but the music is playing, and I have to thank our guest, Connor McLaughlin. Find Connor McLaughlin online at all the usual places by looking for Connor McLaughlin. And do check out Truthly. He wore the Truthly shirt. He branded himself for the hour. So do check out Truthly. Connor, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Si. It's a beautiful day.
Loved it. I hope you'll come back 100 more times.
As many as you'll have me.
All right, we'll be right back with Tom Nash, Catholic Answers Live.